Hello, and welcome to Psychic Sources podcast series, Gifts to Mindfully Navigate the Holidays. The second podcast, The Gift of Self-Care, will guide you on a meditative journey that will help you find your center and get in touch with what you need to feel more balanced and whole. Our featured advisor, Roxanne, can be found at www.psychicsource.com under extension 3051.
This is Roxanne, extension 3051. With the holidays coming up, you have lots of things to look forward to. Seeing family, friends, going to parties, dinners, and other fun events. Catching up with loved ones, the list goes on. But if you're not careful, you could get swept into doing one thing after another and going on a people-pleasing spree that can leave you feeling tired, stressed out, depressed, and dreading the activities that you once looked forward to. After all, the holidays are supposed to be a time for fun, relaxation, enjoyment, and connection. So how do we find balance? First, by connecting with yourself and being in touch with how you are feeling throughout the day. Otherwise, it's easy to get lost in other people's priorities and lose your sense of self. I'm going to take you through a guided meditation followed by a visualization exercise to help you get in touch with what you want and what you need to be happy, centered, and balanced during the holidays and beyond. Okay, let's get started. First, close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. And as you're doing this, imagine the sound of a waterfall or any other sound that calms you. You don't have a care in the world. All that's there is your breath. Inhale and exhale. Whether it's your day, your week, or an event, or something else that you have to look forward to coming up, just imagine what that looks like. The people around you, the things you have to do to prepare for it, and how you're going to feel when you get there. This could be holiday events, visits, or somewhere where you volunteer or socialize. Pay close attention to how the activities and how the people make you feel. What do you like about this situation? It could be coming together with family and friends, sharing laughter, having a good time, stories, memories. Then think about what you dislike about the situation. Long drives, complaining, arguing, maybe preparing for something has you feeling overwhelmed. Just take a moment to think about what you like and dislike about the situation. Now, do a quick check-in with your body. How are you feeling? Is there tension in your jaw? Do you tense up your shoulders? Or does it make your skin crawl when thinking about a particular person or situation? Ask yourself the following questions. Do I want to do this? Why or why not? How am I feeling right now? What are the pros and cons of saying yes or no? What would I rather be doing right now? What do I need right now? Maybe you just need a break. Maybe you need to take a few moments to yourself. Maybe you need a day to yourself. Whatever it is, think about that. Pay attention to how you feel and stay with those feelings, even if they are uncomfortable. Now, release those feelings with a deep breath and imagine a white light washing over you, calming your mind, energy, and body. Now, as you're doing this, let's take a moment to reflect. Do you say yes when you need to say no? People-pleasing can leave you feeling exhausted, stressed, and worthless. When you let guilt and people-pleasing run your life, you are saying that I am not that important, or whatever else is going on right now is more important than me. Remember, you can only give to others to the extent that you give to yourself. You've got to fill up your tank first. Sounds cliche, but it's true, so just remember that the next time you feel guilty. Okay, now we're going to go into guided affirmations. Repeat these affirmations and imagine yourself feeling calm and free, even in stressful situations, even in the most annoying situations. This will help it make it easier for you to say yes or no, depending on what's important to you. All right. So just say it to yourself, say it out loud. I'm going to say these affirmations for you. I prioritize my needs and my family's needs over the needs of others. I am comfortable saying no. I conserve my energy for things and people that are important to me. I will not let myself be guilted into doing things that I don't want to do or need to do. I limit my exposure to stressful situations and protect my energy as much as possible. Now that you're in touch with what you are feeling, let's create the ideal situation through a simple visualization practice. Remember, there's only 24 hours in a day, and we must be mindful of how we spend our time. While we don't always have a choice, there are many things we can do to restore our energy, time, peace, and sanity. Think about this for a moment. Where would you like to spend more time? And where would you like to cut back? This could be with activities, obligations, social activities, even family activities. And sometimes you're taking on too much at work. Think about that too. What would you like to do instead? How will you spend your time? Will you limit your time there, limit interactions with toxic people, and change the subject when things go in the wrong direction? Will you avoid certain places and focus more on those you love to be around? Set an intention for what you want to do. For example, we will spend no more than 3 hours at a family get-together, and I will let them know that I have a prior commitment in advance. Or, this year I would like to skip visiting certain family members because they are always angry and fighting. Or, I would like to focus more time spending time with friends that I haven't seen in a while, and I'd like to make more time for them. I love to volunteer and be on a certain committee, but it seems like things just keep piling up and nobody else wants to help. I may have to cut back on some of those activities. Whatever it is for you, just take a moment to think about that. Think about the things that stress you out, that bring you dread, or make you feel uncomfortable. If you feel like you're being taken advantage of or being used, those are good areas to take a step back. Take another deep breath. You can take this visualization practice into your day. Let's do that right now. Not just for events or stressful situations. If you think about how you want your day or week to play out, you can set yourself up for success. What would be your ideal day to get your work done, enjoy yourself, and feel refreshed? Think about that for a moment. Imagine being productive, getting to work on time, and leaving on time. Or if you have chores, imagine doing them from start to finish with ease. Do something fun while you're doing those mundane tasks to pass the time and to make it more enjoyable. Imagine coming home and relaxing before you have a nice dinner with your family, friends, or by yourself. Quiet evening alone, or a fun evening out. Whatever it is, imagine it. Before you go to bed each night, imagine how you want the day to start. And imagine yourself feeling relaxed and calm throughout the day. This is a useful practice that will help you prepare for a test, an interview, a date, or an event, or a presentation, whatever it is. Use this to set yourself up for a good day, for a good event. Okay, now, open your eyes and take a deep breath. invite ease and flow into your day. Say to yourself, I attract good things effortlessly. I bring good fortune into my life. I bring joy into my life. Other people bring joy to me. Congratulations, you did it. By taking time for yourself and visualizing what you want, you are attracting positive vibrations, people, and circumstances into your life. You should be proud of yourself. We did a guided meditation, some affirmations, some visualization. These are things you can do every day, and there's no right or wrong way to do it, but you have to be able to see it and to feel it and to experience it so that you can bring it out into fruition. When you start to feel overwhelmed, take some time for yourself, whether it's 15 minutes in the car, in the bathroom, or a quiet walk or sitting in nature, whatever it is for you. Cup of coffee, cup of tea. Take some time for yourself. That doesn't mean it has to be the whole day, it could be a few minutes. One of the simplest ways to take care of yourself is by being in touch with how you feel, then being proactive to make sure that you don't unnecessarily put yourself in stressful situations. And you do that by planning ahead. You know you don't like certain things or you don't respond well to certain things. Make plans in advance to protect your well-being and to protect your sanity during the holidays and beyond. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Psychic Source podcast presentation. If you would like to learn more about the power of self-care, please visit Roxanne or any one of our gifted experts at www.psychicsource.com.